What, when did your feet or your legs do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Oh, my legs and feet have done me dirty many a time. But two times are most memorable.
All right.
I can fall upstairs. I can fall downstairs. I can trip over flat ground. But one afternoon, I was walking out my house down the back porch to our detached garage. And at some point, I slipped. I knocked myself out. I did not know it. I continued down to the garage, grabbed the screwdriver, came back in the house, and I was rubbing my head. My husband goes, "What did you do?" He said that I did not know my name. I did not know my date of birth. So we went to the emergency room, and I had a concussion.
Ooh. See, I would have had sex first. Because then it's like having sex with a stranger. Then you go to the hospital, you see. Because I could tell you your name is like Peggy.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be like, okay.
That's
like,
the name you'd pick?
Peggy, let's have some sex.
Peggy?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm going Lexi or something, you know, something hot, man.
All right.
Peggy. What's my name? Maud.
Call me Daddy.
It's Bertha. So how did you knock yourself out and you didn't even know that you knocked yourself out?
I had some of the Crocs on, and we had some fungus on, you know, some mold on the steps, and I slipped on it. Didn't know that I did, that it just went out from underneath of me. And the only reason we were able to figure it out, what I had done, is because we had some security cameras, and we went back and backtracked and looked through it, and then we found me disappear, and that's the only thing that we could figure out, because I was rubbing the back of my head. It's like, had no idea.
Have you always been clumsy?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little clumsy. And there's one story I can share about my mom just last week. My mom is 81, and she lives by herself. She was taking her trash can out, and she tripped over her own 2 feet. And she lived the commercial, "I've fallen and I can't get up."
How long was she down?
Well, she said about a half an hour before she decided to call me and say, "Wanda, I can't get up."
She waited 30 minutes.
Come on. I think Peggy's fair to Wanda, don't you?
I
mean, it's kind of close.
Yeah. What tops that is I've been checking in on her every day, making sure everything's okay. And she calls me today, and I work as a high school teacher, and leaves me a message saying, "I'm fine, don't worry about me." She'd fallen over the telephone cord in her bedroom today.
Time to get rid of the landline.
Yeah,
time to get rid of the landline for that reason alone, man.
Jesus, are you still teaching now, or is your school done?
Oh no, I got 3 more days.
Three more days. What subject do you teach, or what grade?
I actually teach high school special education math.
Okay,
all right. You still couldn't help me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm absolutely horrible at it. I couldn't even pass that.
I had to tap out at sixth grade. And my kids would bring home, "Hey, can you help me with this?" I could look at it like, absolutely. Then they hit sixth grade, and introduction of algebra, basically, is what it comes down to. And I'm like, "Hey, listen, guys, I'm going to be dead honest with you, man. See all those letters?" And they're like, "Yeah, this is where Dad can't help you."
Mm-hmm.
To math is numbers. I understand why the letters are there, but I don't play those games that those mathematical equations are asking, and ask your mother.
I'll tell you what.
She appreciated that, by the way.
I am terrified of falling. Yeah. That is one of mine. Just living alone, I'm terrified of it. My uncle, he went to see a friend. Can't remember where he lived. Like rural Virginia or something. But this guy that he knew growing up bought an old farmhouse. And my uncle, I believe, was staying in the attic. And the attic, all the staircases were incredibly narrow.
Yep.
And the steps were higher than normal side steps. And there was more of a straight down slant to it. And they're all wooden. And he's wearing socks, and I don't know.
Don't do it, man.
He went downstairs for something, man, and that was the last thing he remembers. He does not remember anything else. I mean, obviously, he took a header and went all the way down, just slipping off the back of his heel. But that's all he remembers. And he was messed up, like neck, back, yeah. Everything. Like
I never messed myself up bad, but we were, the first house we got in Baltimore, big ass row home, three stories, but it's all wooden stairs, you know, all wooden surfaces. I'd never lived in a place like that before, but like any teenager, I was always in my socks. And on day two, I made it from the top staircase to the bottom real quick and never again. And I mean, it was just like tailbone all the way down. And my dad's like, why are you wearing socks, dummy? And I'm like, bro, everywhere we've grown up has had carpet. You know, this is my, and also at that age, I think I was 14 at the time. So my feet are hitting size 13, but my body is not there yet. So I was already, I couldn't even go up the stairs without tripping.
Kicking stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went all the way down.
My sister still lives in one of those houses. My mom has already, like, broke her shoulder once falling down a few years ago. But same thing. It's like.
Wear shoes or go barefoot.
You
got to
wear shoes or you got to wear those socks with the grippy socks. Yeah. Right? Like, to the point of, like, even if she gets up to go to the bathroom, it's like, do you have the grippy socks on?
Right. Yeah, that is no joke.
Put them on. And you're right. Look.
They're steeper, they're taller.
I hate going up and down her stairwell, and I'm fine.
Right.
Right? But it's just steep, and they don't seem very big.
One of the greatest images I've seen of feet and legs. So I get this house. I get it inspected. And the guy says, look, you're definitely going to have to replace the roof and the sheathing.
Yeah.
Okay, he went in underneath the attic. It was one floor place. He did not get up on top of the roof. He was just basically underneath saying, yeah, the sheathing is old, whatever it was, 30 years old, something like that, 35 years old. All this stuff needs to be replaced. So I call a roofer. And he comes out to give me an estimate. Now, keep in mind, it's a one-story home, but it's got kind of a little bit more of an art ceiling.
Yeah.
All right? But it's not a cathedral ceiling. It's just a regular truss roof. So I walk around the back of the house because I'm looking at something else, and he is up on the roof. And I look up to see where he is, and he's gone. And I hear, like, this faint sound of, like, I couldn't see exactly where he fell through the roof.
Yeah.
But he fell straight through. All right? So keep in mind, This repair was like 4 to 6 weeks out to get the time frame done on this. So when he crashes through the roof, they immediately push this up to like the next day. But when I walked into my living room, it's just his two legs coming through my dining room ceiling. He'd fallen about 6 to 7 feet through the attic area, and his feet are dangling. And, and a 2x6 stopped him right in the gooch.
Oh. Yeah.
So one leg on each side of that 2x6. Are coming through, and all I see is like these work boots. You know, him like going, oh, see if you can push one of my feet up. But then again, all right, there's also no light in there. So I kind of had to find where that pull down ladder is in my house.
Oh, right, like, right, right.
Okay, ease your way over here. And he's crawling through freaking, like, you know, insulation and everything else trying to get down. I finally got a flashlight. I'm like, dude, I'm over here. What did your feet or your legs do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.